How do you feel about some deal breakers? You have to imagine that you're single.
Okay, what's explain deal breakers to me?
It means...
Like I'm dating a girl and X happens and is that a deal breaker?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay, so wait. Which one are we starting with?
Inverted breasts.
Not that bad though, right?
No, you could probably get through it.
Look at mine.
They're not inverted.
Okay, so you've been dating Megan Sherwin for 6 months.
That's just a... You made that name up or I'm supposed to recognize that name?
No.
This is a fictitious person.
You've been... Listen.
Okay. Sorry. I just got scared that maybe this is a big actor and I not knowing who...
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. This is totally
completely
a fictional person.
Yes.
Okay. Great, 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 great. Good. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Okay.
No,
sorry.
You're single.
Okay. Great. Oh, that sounds so fun. This is going to be a blast. What happens?
You've been dating Megan Sherwin for 6 months.
Okay.
She's a nonprofit travel coordinator for Doctors Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
She's funny, cute, and smart.
Mm-hmm.
One evening, back at her place, over crudité with hummus, she says, "Ask me who the naughtiest person I've ever made out with."
Okay. Megan, who's the naughtiest person you've ever made out with?
I French kissed my brother. It's not that big of a deal.
How old were you? How old were you?
I can't believe you launched right into...
If you were 3 years old...
No.
No biggie.
I was 15.
How old was he?
18.
Ay, ay, ay. By the way, I'm not out. No, I'm not out. I'm not out. Because here's my next question.
Yeah?
Have you had any sexual trauma prior to this? Have you been molested or anything?
Fuck no.
You just were horny for your brother.
No, I wasn't horny. I just wanted to know how to make out with somebody.
And then you kissed your brother.
Yeah, wasn't that a good deal?
I mean, I'm going to pretend it's a deal breaker because we're in public, but I don't know that I care. I like this person, right? This is a good person.
6 months.
I guess here's my follow-up question. Do you regret that or would that something you would do again?
And I'm not going to do it again, but no, c'est la vie. I always keep an open mind.
It's kind of punk rock. I'm in. I'm still in.
So it's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker, no.
All right. That's
I'll tell you why.
This your is weirdness.
This seems kind of victimless. That's why I asked, was there sexual trauma?
Yes.
There's not. So
nope,
she's not
just
acting out any weird damage.
Right.
Presumably he's not.
Come on.
Honestly.
But there's something wrong with the brother, though, right? He's 18 years old.
I wouldn't. It'd be a deal breaker for him if I were dating him.
Gotcha.
You dated,
gotcha.
You kissed your younger sister because there is a victim.
Exactly. Yes. I'm totally with you on that.
If you were dating him, what did I miss?
Let's say I'm dating the brother you kissed, and he says I made out with my 15-year-old sister. That's a deal breaker for me because you probably victimized her. Now you wanting to make out with your 18-year-old brother, you didn't victimize him. It's fucking weird. I don't want to do it. I have a sister. The thought of it's gross, but I'm not super judgmental of what you wanted to do on one given day. It's not a big deal.
Dax, this is so fucked up.
It's really not. There are much worse things to do.
Yeah, there's things where you could bury an entire family in a cave, or
they deserve it.
Yeah, there's a lot of other fucked up shit you could do.
Yeah, that's not a deal breaker for me.
Okay,
I'm just being honest with you.
You know what?
Hit me with another one.
All right, fine. Oh, God, I'm mad.
We'll get him. We'll get him with one of them.
All right, fine. How do you proceed? You're directing the sequel to Chips.
Mm-hmm.
One of the actresses has a one-line role.
Mm-hmm.
She knocks on your trailer door while you're having a meeting with producers.
Mm-hmm.
You open the door and you say, we'll act it out.
Okay.
Hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I just had a quick question about my line.
Sure, what is it?
My quick motivation. Okay, so I know that when you pull over my boyfriend, I'm supposed to be defensive of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say my scripted line is, honey, don't say anything.
Right.
But I was thinking that I could do something a little bit different. I'm so sorry. I see that you're with everybody here, but I wanted to throw a couple ideas by you.
Great.
So one of them would be something
you know what? I'd rather be surprised here's what it would be my preference. We do it as scripted. We make sure we get it. Mm-hmm. So we'll do it four or five times, okay, or however many times it takes.
Oh, my God.
And then you can surprise me.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it that way.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Okay, wait. Wait. Before you shut the door, one more thing. Okay, so I was supposed to be in like this like jumpsuit thing, mm-hmm, or something like that, but I brought my own wardrobe and I was hoping that you could like give final approval over it because wardrobe was saying that I have to wear what they were saying, mm-hmm, that I should wear, but I was hoping that
I
could.
What's the other outfit? How much does it deviate from a jumpsuit?
It's sort of like a little crop top thing. Uh-huh. But I think it really says something to my character.
Yeah. That's fine.
And,
I want you to be comfortable and confident. That's all I care about.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was also saying that, when your character pulls over my boyfriend, mm-hmm, I'm like, you know, you're like freeze or whatever. And I say, honey, don't say anything. I was thinking then at that point, I pull out my cell phone and I'm like, I'm calling my lawyer because my character, mm-hmm, actually has her dad is really well connected, mm-hmm,
I'm going to stop you right there. Natasha, what was it?
Tash.
Okay. So when you say my character, do you know I invented the character you're talking about? Cause I wrote it. Like the character you're referencing, I invented. And I spent the last 2 years thinking about that character. And you spent, I think, the last 17 minutes judging solely on the merit of your idea. I feel like maybe you've put about 17 minutes of thought into this.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
I feel...
Okay. Like I have to go because we only have a half hour lunch.
But wait. I just wanted to do a couple of other things.
Last one. Okay. No. Before you say any, I need you to agree that this is the last one. Do we agree on that?
Last one what?
The last question.
On your end.
Because if you can't agree on the last question, then there's zero questions. So your options are one question or zero questions. What option do you want to take?
Do you want to ask me a question or am I going to ask you a question?
You're going to ask one more question or you're going to ask zero questions. What would you like to choose?
I guess I'll ask you a question, okay, Mr. Director.
Right. So one more question.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you pull us over, mm-hmm, so I conceive that my father is a high-powered attorney in, mm-hmm, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I am able to protect my boyfriend, mm-hmm, from your chip status. You know, uh-huh, what I'm saying?
Right.
So therefore... Whereouts I'm going to pursue a lawsuit, mm-hmm, against Chips, mm-hmm, on behalf of my whereout boyfriend.
Okay. So what I would say to that is you could do that, but I just want to warn you that we have a lot of characters to service in this picture. There's a lot of folks that are in it, and we won't have time to cover that. So if you do all that, which you can do, I want you to have a good time while you're here. I will cut it out, though. There just won't be time. So you can do it if that's something you think will be really fun.
You know what? I think you're going to question that at the end of the day.
Okay, great. Surprise me.
Okay.
Take care.
Oh
we'll
gosh.
See you on set.
I love working with you.
Thank you. I like it too.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Great.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
Now, was that a deal breaker situation? Was I supposed to fire that person?
Don't you kind of want to work with her though?
I want to work with her as another actor, not as the person in charge of making that day. Yeah. I think it'd be a really fun train wreck to watch in a scene. Well, I've seen not that extreme, but sure. I've seen people. Look, we're the worst people on the planet, actors. We want more attention than is right to want.
I know.
So we're all in there just trying our hardest to get attention. So yeah, I've seen a lot of stupid shit.
I've been,
I guarantee some directors would say I was that person. I'm sure.
No.
Oh, I have too many ideas. Wait, I mean, I don't think my ideas were that delusional, but I definitely think I've probably had too many ideas on movies where guys were like, look, man, good on you. I appreciate how invested you are, but we don't have time for any of this. You know, I assume that's happened.
I don't believe it.
You don't? Okay, good.
Well, because I think that all of your ideas are valid.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're a brilliant man.
Thank you. Just because an idea is good doesn't necessarily mean it needs to live in this scene. I think as an actor, here's the problem. Most actors have, I certainly have it when I'm acting, you're very myopic. All you're looking at is this moment, this scene, this conversation between you and I. That's what you're looking at. You're not looking at how that's playing into the next 12 scenes or the overall arc or the overall story or how it's playing, how it's going to pay off in the third act.
Right.
Nor should you be, because then you're not present. But so your job is, as an actor, is to be super present and to have really insane ideas that don't add up at the end. And then it's the director's job to have a macro view and go, okay, some of these ideas, here's the ideas that are good. The ones that make it are the ones that can live within also this overarching story that you've been commissioned to tell. And a lot of my ideas, I'm sure, at times were completely non sequiturs and would have taken the scene off course.
Dax, you're really smart. I feel frustrated by how intelligent you are.
This is a real flatter party. I love it. I'm going to come to your podcast every night.
Karen Sarducci?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now that I'm so sorry to beat a dead horse, but again, this is a fictitious person.
Karen Sarducci.
Because that sounds like, can I tell you what that sounds like? It sounds like a radio DJ on Coast. Doesn't that sound like
that?
It
does, yeah. Coast 101.
I'm Karen Sarducci, or whatever the name is. Sarducci. It's not, it's okay.
Karen Sarducci, she is she's a film exec. She runs Imaginarium Studios.
Film exec.
Okay.
A film head. A studio head. She's a studio head.
Okay, great. Great.
Of Imaginarium.
And I'm her assistant, Donovan.
Okay, great.
So you have a general with her.
Okay, great.
And I'm about to take you in right now to
Just one quick question.
Sure.
Is this a for real studio or is this like a bullshit? This is one of the big players. This is a legit place with some opportunity.
It's Imaginarium.
There. Well, I know, and because it's Imaginarium, I need to clarify if it's like on par with Sony and Warner Brothers and Paramount.
DreamWorks.
It's okay, great. Okay, good. Let's proceed.
Would you, you're here. Dax Shepard, you're here.
Always early. I'm always early.
Would you like something to drink?
Yeah, coffee, please.
Coffee.
Black.
Absolutely. And here you go. And here is Karen Sarducci. Karen, I'd like you to meet Dax Shepard.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh.
I love your office.
Thank you so much.
They gave you that helmet from the movie?
Yeah, well, we sort of invented the helmet.
Oh, you...
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of yours for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, thank you so much. And congratulations
on
your
recent dictatorial... You seem like you would have watched Parenthood. Is that your kind of show?
Debut. You know what? I don't watch a lot of television.
Oh, you don't?
But I do watch a lot of movies.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as you know, we are in the movie industry. I wanted to throw... I know that now, not only are you acting, but... you're also writing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to throw a couple of ideas past you.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
And just see where your mind takes you.
Okay, great.
The first idea. As you know, the Chinese market is huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of where we have to expand globally.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to sort of think about the idea of a kung fu movie.
Okay, great.
Which is one of the reasons I brought you in here.
Mm-hmm.
Milo and Ventimiglia, my children.
Uh-huh.
Milo is 14, Ventimiglia is 16.
Uh-huh.
They really have their finger on the pulse of Hollywood.
Okay.
They came up with a title while we were on vacation in Sardinia.
Uh-huh.
Of fisting.
Do you know the other meaning for fisting? By the look on your face, it seems that you don't know the other meaning. Let's just...
I assume that it's a strong fist going into somebody's face or...
That is definitely one side of the word. But another one is a pretty strong sexual innuendo. It's a term for a very aggressive sex move. And I don't think the Chinese are going to love it.
Let's not underestimate the Chinese.
You're right. Culturally, who knows if they do that act or not, but just assuming that they might find out, it is a very, very violent and aggressive and potentially reproductive.
So you're closed down to the idea of...
If it being called fisting. Now, Kung Fu, bring it on. Your kids' ideas, love it. China, let's go. Beijing the hard way. But... Fisting is probably, that title probably is probably not going to, I don't think that would work great.
I'm disappointed. Donovan,
Did you already like have toys made and stuff?
We already have a start date. We already have the one sheet printed up as well. So the movie poster is all set up and ready to go. It's we can't change it now. It's going to be called
too late.
Fisting.
Yeah. What do you think you'd pay me for this? Because I might, you know.
Well, you know, we wanted to...
It sounds like it would end my career, but I have a price for that. So I would sell you the rest of my career for a certain price.
$11 million?
I'm going to need more than that, I think, because I'll never work again. So, and I'm only 41, so, and I have two kids.
You can go $12
million? Let's do $23.
I tell you what, for $50 million, I'll direct the shit out of fisting. Okay? I'll direct
Donovan?
That thing in circles.
I think we can make it work.
Okay, great.
I do too.
Well, you get some of that Chinese money on the table.
That's why.
Okay. What's the other project? Maybe it's better.
The other one. So Milo and Ventimiglia, they love Coachella.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's great.
You love Coachella as well?
I've never been, but the idea of it excites me. Yeah.
Huh.
I just love crowds and being crammed into places and having to wait in line. It's awesome. Also, I love dust and bad parking. That sounds great, too. And I love being in people's Instagram photos.
Donovan, do you sense sarcasm?
No, I think he really does love all of that stuff.
I mean, if there's anything I love, it's posing for pictures for Facebook. That's like, if I had my choice, I'd spend my day doing that. So Coachella, obviously, would be a great place.
Well, the movie is going to be called Coachella Squad.
Donovan, shut the fuck up. This is my pitch. Not yours.
I'm sorry.
Now, I thought you were being
sarcastic.
Has
anyone ever told you you have a very sexy voice?
She gets told that all the time.
Is it true you used to do voiceover for Tampax commercials? Women canoeing, enjoying the outdoors while...
Donovan, sarcasm gauge. Level of 1 to 5.
He's not being sarcastic at all.
Very sincere. You have a great voice.
Thank you.
It's husky as fuck. Holy smokes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is it cool if I remove my pants for the rest of this meeting?
Donovan?
I'm cool with it if you're cool with it.
Yes, we are cool with it.
Okay, great. Let me just get out.
Okay. Please remove your pants.
Great. Okay. There we go. Let's hear it.
Milo and Ventimiglia. Oh, my God. Your pants are off.
Coachella.
They love...
Did you say the word Coachella 3 or 4 times?
Coachella. We have a movie idea around the idea of Coachella.
Yeah.
It's called Coachella Squat.
Coachella Squat.
Squat.
Coachella Squat.
Let's say you are an undercover cop.
Uh-huh.
Investigating an ecstasy ring run by a squad of girls.
Okay.
All this takes place during the Hawk Flies Fur set.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of told in real time, kind of, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
About a 90-minute show.
Let's say.
Oh, I love it. Because it would be like Birdman, maybe no cuts.
You're going undercover at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to do that?
How would I go undercover? Definitely a roadie. Because I'm pretty old, as you can see. I think the only business I would have there would be a roadie would give me access.
Setting up speakers or?
Scaffolding, speakers, running lights, running cable, all that kind of stuff. And that would give me access.
How are you going to get in with the hipster types that are hiding under the shade and the sprinklers?
Well, I would just, I would get a laminate. I think those are probably pretty easy to knock off. And I would have a shirt on that said staff. And I would bring a ton of cable. I'd just have so much cable around my midsection. And then I think I'd be able to slide in and out of places pretty easy, including the female squad.
I just don't know how are you going to make friends with these young ladies who are dealing ecstasy all over the place?
Backstage passes. I'm sorry.
Okay, backstage passes. Well, I'll tell you how people on ecstasy are invariably going to have to come down. And if I have a lot of Xanax, that's something they're going to need. You know, what you want to do is figure out what someone needs.
We don't want the next day. We need the night of.
Okay, you don't want the night of. Okay, then, in that case, I guess I would have signed Zac Efron posters I'd probably bring with me.
I like this.
Which would probably,
Donovan, I like this.
Pique their curiosity and interest. Mm. And then, I would probably just, I'd probably trank dart them, you know. And then
what does that mean?
A tranquilizer gun I'd bring with me, and I would dart them. And then they would come to in my yurt, that kind of Mongolian tent.
Yeah.
They'd come to in there, and I'd tell them, good news, Coachella is going to be extended indefinitely. Just got the funding. And you're going to be able to live your life out here at Coachella for the rest of your life till you're a very old person. Okay? And you're going to die dancing, which I think is everyone's dream. And if I can get them to buy into that dream, then I think I could bring them down.
Donovan,
I'm buying into this dream right now.
Do we buy into the dream?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's the question. Do you want to die dancing? In fact, I think that would be a great tagline for Coachella Squad. Die dancing.
Die dancing.
You know what I'm saying?
I like this.
You do?
I think that Milo and Ventimiglia both could. I feel like they would relate to this.
They'd stream it on their iPhones?
I really do.
Great.
Both of those children, they are in touch with sort of the earth and whatnot, and
yeah, they sound like real salt of the earth kids. They're in Sardinia and whatnot, and
so
at Coachella, they sound pretty accessible to most Americans.
They're so wonderful.
I bet when they visit their cousins in Milwaukee, they don't alienate them at all. That's my hunch about your kids. I can't pronounce the second one's name,
but it's
Ventimiglia. Is that what it was?
Oh, Ventimiglia.
Ventimiglia. Is that a flower?
Donovan, he's so funny.
He's hysterical.
He's so funny. I know. Oh my gosh, we so want to be in business with you.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Dax, thank you so much.
What's the can I just ask the budget before we
$750,000.
No, 80 to 90 million.
Either 750,000 or 80 to 90 million.
Well, we can work something out. We'll figure it out.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
And Donovan?
Yes.
Don't ever say the fucking budget before I do.
Sorry. Can I validate him?
Would you like validation?
You know what? I rode my motorcycle and I'm just going to blow through the gate anyways.
Okay.
Yeah,
bless
you're good?
Your heart.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, don't crash.
Okay. Can't promise.
Thank you so
After this
much.
Meeting, I might willingly do that.
Oh, see the word.
You want to be that person secretly,
so
don't you?
So do. Yeah. Don't you, kind of?
Sorry, Jennifer. Sorry.
Would you want to be that person?
I can't imagine anything worse than being a studio executive. It's a very hard job. You have to predict the future.
And there's
and
no,
then they fire you.
Exactly.
When,
yeah, there's no job certainty.
No. The promotion is you get fired. That's it.
Right.
That's, you know exactly what's going to happen when you take the job.
And there's only, what, 6 or 7 of those jobs and that's it?
Yeah.
When do you have to get fired?
And fewer people see movies and TV's amazing. And,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a shit job.
I know.
I sympathize with the people.
One more call. Yeah. Let's do it.
Please, West Coast. I can't wake another person up.
Utah. It's not so bad.
They're probably drunk.
We're calling Samantha. She's 22.
Oh, perfect.
No.
Samantha who?
Oh. Hello?
Hey, Samantha. It's Sim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing well.
Hi,
Anna,
Samantha.
Anna's here.
Hey, Anna.
So Anna wants to introduce our special guest to you.
Hi, Samantha. It's Dax Shepard as well here. And he is just handsome.
Oh, there's the reaction.
Smart.
I was praying for, fingers crossed.
Brilliant. And
you know me, I sell refrigerators on TV.
He has a gorgeous wife and two beautiful babies. And I'm just going to knock him over the head with one of these candelabras like I normally do.
Take him to the attic.
Bury me in your backyard under the flower bed.
Attic.
Oh, the attic.
Yeah,
great.
Sorry, yeah.
Dry cure me, whatever.
Yeah.
You do with meat.
Although you're looking a little lean.
Yeah. Actually, I could be fatter. Samantha, what city in Utah are you in? Or do you want to remain anonymous?
Oh, I'm currently in Eagle Mountain right now.
Shit. I thought I was going to blow your mind with my Utah knowledge, but you just exceeded my...
I think it's near Provo.
Provo. Okay, sure.
So, Samantha, you've been with your boyfriend for 2 years, and you're hesitant to bring up something that's important to you. So tell us a little more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to spice things up. I don't want to scare him away, but at the same time, I don't want him to think...
How do you want to spice things up?
What we have now is boring.
Tell us what
like,
you want to
you know,
do.
Bring in the swing, the whip, the chains, and all that. Just the whole shebang. But I don't know how to tell him.
It's been 2 years and he has no idea, right, that you feel this way?
No, like I painted it to him. Actually, it was his family Christmas party. His aunt brought out one of those sex swings and like I hinted it to him. I was like, we should get one. He's like, no.
Wait.
No.
Who brought out the sex swing?
Aunt Rita.
His aunt.
So
his family is open-minded, but he's pretty conservative and...
But at least it's like a part of the dialogue. I like that.
But what was the context? Why would they... Oh, for fun?
Was it like a blind elephant kind of a party? And someone got someone a sex swing?
No, she just brought it up. We just had a few drinks in us and she just got a little crazy. And I don't know, Corbin's just... He's just not into it. But... And I hinted it to him. I was like, let's get one. He's like, no, no way.
Did he give any reasons why he didn't want a sex swing?
No reason. That's the thing is, I don't know how to talk to him about it.
What about this? Go on. I want to hear what you have to say before I give my annoying... advice.
No, go ahead. Give me some good advice.
No. But I want to hear what he said in defense of like why is he resistant?
Well, he's just, I don't know. Yeah, like I said, he's very conservative.
Does he think it's amoral?
So his aunts and uncles. What was that?
Does he think it's immoral to enjoy sex that aggressively, I guess? Is it a moral issue? Is he religious?
Not a religious issue. Yeah, I think it would just be like a moral issue, but I honestly don't know. His mom's side of the family, they're the open-minded ones, but he grew up on his dad's side and they're really religious. So I don't know if that's, you know, he's just like shy about it or like he's just not with it. I don't know. And I don't, like, I want to be like, hey, let's go get some stuff. But I don't want to scare him, and I don't want him to think like what we have now is boring.
Right. Okay. Know. So, all right. Oh boy, this is a tough one. Because it's tough because our sexuality like taps into like our deepest fears and insecurities, mm-hmm. and vulnerabilities, and so yeah, it. But I wonder if. Okay, here's what I'm thinking right off the bat, and let me know if you think that I'm on completely like the wrong track with this. But if you were to maybe, my first thought is, I know that like play acting is really, really hard for a lot of people, but especially hard for guys. But if you were to dress in something slightly slutty, not like a costume, but like maybe a cute little short skirt or something slutty. I hate to use that word. I shouldn't use that word. But you know, whatever. Something a little cleavagey, mm-hmm. something that made you feel sexy. And you said to him, can we kiss like the first time we had kissed before? Like, let's, if you wouldn't mind, can we just like kiss like we'd never kissed before? And sort of go from there, and then maybe I don't know. Kind of, I don't know. Are you guys thinking?
I have a very specific thought, but I'm good. Letting you.
No. I mean, I don't know. Right. I just was thinking like, and then maybe like he kind of, I don't know. All right,
Samantha. This is Dax from the refrigerator commercials.
I guess more qualified.
I've been in similar situations, and I think of myself as very sexually adventurous. But here's, I think, as was earlier said, I think sexual things are our deepest insecurities because our fear that we can't be everything that our partner wants is terrifying to us. It's terrifying to me. And I think when you find out that your partner might want to do stuff that you've maybe A, never done, so you're going to suck at it, or B, don't have a natural desire to do, your fear is, okay, well, I'm going to go along with this, but because I'm not on the same page, I'm going to suck at it and let them down. It also if I'm insecure, I would feel like, oh God, she's wanted all this stuff and I'm not giving her any of this stuff. And mm-hmm. so she's already hates our sex life and I'm already disappointing her and underwhelming her. And now here's this new thing that I'm not going to be able to please her with because I have no experience with it. I don't know how to fucking use a sex swing. I don't even know how to hang the thing when it gets to the house. So I think the most vital thing when you bring these things up is to start by saying, I love having sex with you. I think you're so, and you need real examples, the specific things you like about him. You're so patient. You're so slow. You take your time. You're so tender. You last a long time. You play with my clit. You, whatever the X, Y, or Z things are, you need to start with what an amazing lover he is. And then you say, now I want to try new things that I've never done. I don't know how they work. And maybe you've done them. Maybe you've already tried them. But I would love if we could try some things together, learn together, experiment together. I think it's really, really important that he hears, you don't know what the fuck you're doing either. You might suck at it as well.
Okay.
Let's both do this together and fumble our way through it. And maybe it'll be fun and maybe it won't be. And if it's not, then I won't insist we do it more and you won't let me down. And I think you're wonderful in bed. And I'm not wanting to do this because I'm not totally satisfied. I'm wanting to do it because I like to fucking try every flavor at Baskin Robbins. I love chocolate and vanilla, but let's try pistachio.
I'm really mad at you right now, Dax.
Why?
Because that was really fucking good advice.
Yeah, there's really not much more anyone can say. That was fantastic.
Really good advice.
Yeah, it's just lead with how great he is, and like let's take a fun left turn together, maybe, if you're up for it.
You're really annoyed. He's really impressed you tonight, hasn't he? He's impressed all of us.
Yes. Dear Diary, Dax Shepard has really fucking annoyed me.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend, and she said, at one point, she said, I have a drawer full of all this shit, chains and blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I'm like,
wait, what? Can we go back to that?
Yeah, some girl said, oh, by the way, I have a whole drawer in my house full of all this stuff, like
chains,
leather
like
lingerie with
tape?
Chains on it and gaggers and all this chokers.
Really?
Yes, this is real.
It wasn't me, right?
It was not you. And my first thought was, well, I've been fucking for a long time and I've never used a choker. This girl clearly super into it because she has a whole drawer of it. And I'm not going to know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm going to feel stupid. And she's had all this experience getting choked and hit. I don't personally want to choke or hit someone. It's just not my expression of love. I'm not judgmental of people that are into it. I'll choke maybe a little bit, but hitting people with leather and chains, I don't know. Wait, I don't you know that's going to be like,
it's
going to
be
down.
Like Dax Shepard on Honest and Qualified. I'll choke maybe a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, a little light choking, fine. But that was because that was what was in my comfort zone and what I was used to. And all I heard was, I'm going to disappoint this person. I'm going to be stupid and she's going to feel disappointed. I didn't hear like, ooh, this could be this fun experience. I just thought, oh, shit, I'm going to let her down.
I guess this is like the different conversation that men and women have or don't have with sex.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Being vulnerable about sex is the single... That's why I think a sex relationship, the sexual aspect of a relationship is the single hardest, because being vulnerable about it is really, really hard. And it's actually harder for a guy than it is for a girl, because in the very traditional gender roles, what's not attractive is guys being needy, being vulnerable, being weak. They want to be in control, in charge, taking control of everything. So for a guy to admit an insecurity or be vulnerable, it's very scary that we're going to turn you off. So figuring out as a guy how to state your desires without seeming needy is fucking hard. I find it hard.
What can she do to help him right now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it should be very much framed as, I love our sex life. It's so fucking great. Would you want to try different flavors with me? I'm not wanting for anything. I'm not lacking. Yeah, like... Believe me, he probably wants to put it in your butt, and he's afraid to ask you. So I'm sure you both have a laundry list of things you want to try.
Samantha, we think you have this.
I envision you in a sex swing by the end of the year.
Let the freak flag fly.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. And let us know how things are going. And because you know what? What you're talking about relates to all of us. Mm-hmm. And that's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to try missionary with my wife. I just don't know how to ask her.
She's not going to like it.
Experience it together, okay?
Good night, Samantha.
Okay, good night. Thank you, guys.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, so Dax, we're going to try out a new segment right now. It's called If the Movie Continued. So what we're going to do is, right after a movie, when a classic movie ends, we're going to just do a little role playing with the main characters about what would happen right after, you know, that movie ended. Not exactly after, but maybe a couple hours later. Yeah, so the movie that we have right now.
Also, I really liked it.
Oh, it's okay. Do you want me to start again, Anna? It's
just
Pretty
being
Woman.
Obnoxious.
So Pretty Woman, this is after Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, after they have that whole kissing scene, and now they're going to talk about their lives. And go ahead.
Edward.
Yeah.
I didn't steal your wallet, but and I know that you're falling in love with me. Mm-hmm. And I know that you want me to be like your perfect wife and whatnot. But I really, really, really want to pursue my career.
Okay.
As
well,
a prostitute.
As a prostitute.
I hope that you'll support me.
I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. I thought you were going to say something school related, since you had previously expressed a desire to matriculate somewhere. But that's so you do want to continue on with it. Gives you fulfillment.
It's the only thing that I feel like, man, there's a lot of reward in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I have a ton of money, right? Was that not clear when we went shopping and everything, and I drove a Lotus
Esprit?
See,
now, Edward, this is where you why would you do that to me? You're insulting me.
By telling you I have a lot of money?
I am after money.
No. You just said there were a lot of reward, which I presume means financial reward, because there's no esteem building, is there, in the profession?
So fucking typical.
What?
You're such a fucking typical dude.
I am not. You're acting like I'm some cliche.
Yeah,
I'm having an honest... What? I'm being cliche.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm asking. When you say fulfillment, what do you mean? Financial or do you mean spiritual?
The spiritual, physical, sometimes financial, whatever.
Okay.
I get to be me.
Okay.
I get to express myself artistically, which also, yes, might mean sexually. Okay? That's all.
Well, okay.
And I'm sorry.
Hold on.
If you can't accept that.
This is going to blow your mind. But I'm not immediately opposed to this idea.
You're not?
No, I have some boundaries.
Really?
Okay. One of them would be, I don't like wearing condoms, and I'd prefer not to wear them in our marriage.
That's fine.
Okay. But it does make me a little nervous, knowing that you're going to be sleeping with umpteen gentlemen per year. So we're going to have to figure out the mechanics of that arrangement. First and foremost, you got to use protection. Okay. Yes. Nod your head. Yes, Viv. Don't act like I'm handcuffing you. I'm just asking you to use a condom. Okay. Secondly, you're going to have to get tested every Friday. Every Friday, you're going to have to get a 6-hour turnaround RNA test for HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, human papillomavirus.
Now, how many polo matches do you want me to attend? Because I am so tired.
It sounds
tired
like you're
going to
be kind of fucking busy.
Like,
I don't know how many you'll have time.
Arm candy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I don't want to fuck all your friends.
You're projecting
for
right now. You're projecting. You just said that I just want you for pretty arm candy, but that you've not asked me why I want you. That's all your projection. You think your only value is being pretty and being candy on someone's arm. That's you. You're like,
you mean,
you're putting
you
that on me.
Smart?
Incredibly smart.
Edward.
Yeah, you're like the smartest hooker I've ever met in my life.
Edward, no one's ever told me that before.
Yeah. You're mind-blowing. You're really, really, you're edible. No, that's not the right word. I can understand what you're saying. You're audible. What you say is audible and it's intelligible. That's what it is. Your sentences mostly make sense.
Eddie.
Yeah. And I saw you do very simple arithmetic
and
you did it great. You did it absolutely great.
Stop.
Yeah. I'm not trying to... I love you. And if that's something you got to do, fine. But, you know, we do need these safeguards, again, so that I can raw dog you on the weekends. Okay.
I do love to hook, mm-hmm. and you love to raw dog.
That's right. That's the position. That's the situation. I don't think that's an impasse per se. It just is going to be a pretty technical solution.
I love it when you talk a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
An impasse per se. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know, just that the odds of us both getting what we want is very, 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 very incredibly slim. Chance of that. Of us being able to work out the logistics of you hooking and me raw dogging. Got all this talk about raw dogging makes me want to get back on that scaffolding.
Wait a minute.
On that fire escape.
Eddie?
Yeah?
I heard a rumor.
Okay.
That you were almost able to...
suck my own dick.
I was going to say that you were almost able to, like, disclaim, like, almost $1 billion. So you got, like...
Oh, right off? Yeah, that's great.
So smart.
And then the clincher is then I filed bankruptcy, so I didn't even pay that debt. That's the real smoke and mirrors.
Eddie, that's so smart.
Isn't that sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Similarly, in keeping with that personality, I'm also cheating on you. Although I'm very critical of other people who have cheated in the past. Very, very critical.
But
hypocritically so, as it turns out.
Who are you cheating on me with?
Different prostitutes. You know, much dumber than, or less smart than you, though. Way less smart. Some of them can't do arithmetic and are not intelligible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That makes me feel really
But I'm being
good.
Safe with them. Thank I'm extending you. The same courtesy to you that I hope you will extend to me. I think this is going to work.
Me too.
Well, I want to see this movie.
Yeah. It's a little talky, this movie. I hope they
this is
go
a Richard
for a,
Linklater,
a jog
like the
or something.
Before Sunrise version yeah, yeah. of it. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to see them get out on the town.
It's
bit.
It's Pretty Woman too.
Yep. Prettier Woman, I
Pretty
think
Woman?
Is what it's called.
Pretty.
You get prettier.
Prettier woman, like gonorrhea.
And then
like,
the third movie is Prettiest Woman.
Yeah,
it's Pretty Woman, Prettier Woman.
I'm out
prettiest.
With that. Like, no way.
I no way, Jose. No way.
Anna.
Oh, look at Sim. He's doing that finger.
Well, it's 6 a.m. Did you know that much time has passed?
Good night, dear listeners.
We follow us on Unqualified on Twitter and Facebook. Sorry, Anna, I have to do this.
Yeah, I love it when you do that.
Say the legal stuff. Yeah. Also talk about the different side effects.
Dak
of
Shepard,
the podcast.
Thank you so we much should for talk being about here.
That. Thank
yes,
you so much.
It was my pleasure.
And now you know I'm going to bludgeon you over the head.
Okay, I can't wait.
Drag you up to the attic.
And cure me. And serve me to your family. I hope I can feed your family. My goal is to feed your family for
really?
Several months, winter months. Yeah. You probably
you.
Do have fucking. Meet
we
up
do
in the
have, like,
you do right. It's all about putting meat in the
dear
freezer.
Dear listeners,
right?
Come on over. We got weird fucking meat.
Meat in the freezer.
Good night, everyone.
Wait, you
awesome.
Were supposed to say, like, follow us on the shit.
I said it.
Hey, dear listeners, follow us on the shit.
She's a qualified.